Troutdale Farm sits at the end of a dirt road near the edge of Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks. An upwelling spring feeds about a dozen cement raceways filled with rainbow trout. Workers use a net to pull out basketfuls of fully grown fish.
Dennis and I took over the farm in 2002 and started basically doing a renovation of the whole site.
For Troutdale owner Merritt Van Landit and her husband Dennis, that meant reworking the water system and dropping the use of any chemical additives, growth hormones, or antibiotics.
We just decided to build a system that seemed like it could actually be more sustainable into the future.
When it comes to organic certification, there are strict guidelines for food producers to follow. Think about organic steak. The cow it came from has to be raised on organic feed. The feed mix can't be produced with pesticides, chemical fertilizers, or genetic engineering. The Troutdale fish aren't technically organic because there aren't any standards for organic fish in the U.S., but that could change soon. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is considering a set of rules, according to Miles McAvoy, the deputy administrator of the USDA's organic program.
This National Organic Standards Board worked for a period of years and put together a series of recommendations on organic aquaculture.
The recommended standards suggest guidelines for how fish can be grown organically in pens in the ocean and how much wild-caught fish can be used in fish feed.
What the National Organic Standards Board recommended was that there would be some allowance for non-organic fish feed that would be phased out over a 12-year period of time.
It's not 100% organic, and organic requires all animals to have an organic diet.
Lisa Bunin is the organic policy director at the Center for Food Safety. She says diet is important, and she's concerned about raising farmed fish in the ocean. That's because farmers can't control what toxins the fish are exposed to, and the fish farms could be a source of pollution.
The particles from these facilities eventually settle on the ocean floor and can dramatically alter the oxygen and reduce the population of bottom-dwelling animals.
Consumer groups like Food and Water Watch and the Consumers Union agree. The organic food market is exploding. It's worth about $35 billion a year, and fish farmers and retailers want in. But some in the organic industry say not so fast. They're wary of the impact less stringent regulations could have on other organic foods. Here's Nathaniel Lewis with the Organic Trade Association.
There will be a significant consumer education piece involved in what is the difference between a conventionally farmed fish and an organically farmed one, and how does that relate to the difference between a conventional egg and an organic egg.
Still, fish farmers and scientists are working to create more sustainable aquaculture. Some farms are using closed-loop systems that recycle water, and researchers are experimenting with fish feed made from ingredients like soybeans and animal byproducts. Back at the Troutdale farm, workers are harvesting rainbow trout that will end up on tables in Kansas City and St. Louis. Merritt Van Landit says she'll have to see if her customers want the organic label and what that would cost.
It's really fun to go out and play with the fish, and it's really nice to see those little legs grow. But darn it, you're still a business.
The USDA plans to publish its organic standard proposal for farmed fish by summer. That will open up a public comment period of at least 60 days. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.